Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. Somehow, I've managed to spend more than 30 years of my life in Montgomery. I didn't set out to do that, it just happened, really. But when a person has been in a place as long as I have, one tends to notice things. This piece isn't intended to be critical or commendatory of Montgomery, though I am making evaluative observations. I present to you two lists. One, things Montgomery needs more of. Two, things the city needs less of. Just because I have stronger opinions about the lesser side of the equation, I'll start there. Montgomery needs less nail salons. And yes, this could well be said of most cities because the trend has taken hold nationwide. Popular to an unfathomable degree, nail salons are a staple at every shopping center in town. Any new development, no matter the location, count on it, nail salon will be among the first tenants. Technically, I realize my opinion could be wrong because I have yet to see one of these operations close. In fact, what I have seen is a nail salon be the only merchant still left open in an otherwise vacant strip mall. So obviously, they are desired and attract a loyal customer base. But do we even have enough toes and fingers in Montgomery to keep the nail industry healthy? As someone whose personal manicurist is my teeth, I'm probably not the right guy to make this assessment, but there you go. I do eat chicken, though, and if you ask me, we have more than enough wings restaurants. It is not my goal to single out any peddlers of wings in particular, not looking to close anybody down, but we need to at least get one of the previously closed Bojangles locations up and running again before we launch another specializer in wings. What I mean is, Montgomery could use more places that sell the whole chicken before ribbon-cutting another wings place. I've lived here long enough to have seen Grandy's, Lee's, Mrs. Winner's, and Kenny Rogers Roasters, among others, fly the coop, not to mention the surplus of Chicken Finger Enterprises disappearing from the food scene in the same time frame. Also, a host of other restaurants besides wing places sell wings. Heck, you can even get fairly good wings on most Chinese buffets. As we ruminate on the subject of food, let me transition to things Montgomery needs more of. Independently owned restaurants. Admittedly, eating out is a favorite occupation of mine, so the more the merrier. But it just seems like in my travels around the country over the years, cities similar in size have more non-chain restaurants than we do. Let's encourage growth in this area by frequenting the ones we have more often. Finally, Montgomery could use more young people. I know this is an emphasis for the city as it deploys plans to encourage upwardly mobile 20-somethings to stay in the area after finishing school and to attract those from other places to settle down here. Might I suggest putting out promotional ads for young people with a love for pedicures and chicken wings? We've got those covered. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.